Chapter 7. Reviewing the past and feelings.
I must advise you that what you are going to see now will have peculiar characteristics. You will be able to remember it only if you thus prefer it. Here,
she said, placing her hand over something that seemed to me like a tiny metal plate stuck to the wall.
This is what you desire to know, not only of me but of other persons as well. I will put my hand above and you place yours below.
I did this, and there suddenly appeared one scene on a screen of some 43 by 50 centimeters. There was Lian, when she was a baby, in a room without furniture, many buttons on the wall and an enormous screen. Her parents were found in a simple laboratory with enormous windows in the roof, apparently as if they belonged to a community of interplanetary investigators.
They are my parents. That is the moment in which they solicited permission to engender a little girl child. The children engendered must be desired. They solicit the help of the scientists to induce a birth with all advantages for the new being.
Through a clone?
No, no, no,
assured Lai immediately. I laughed. I saw much earlier when the parents of Lai were young.
It is going back to the past,
she informed me. Yes. Is it a movie? I asked.
No, each one of my cells, and the same with yours, remember all the past happenings of my life, and though the major archive is in the brain, all of your lives are stored in detail in all of your being. Would you like to test it?
She asked. Can I ask intimate things? I said, looking at her.
Oh.
She smiled in a manner so candid and innocent that I blushed.
Place your hand above, and I will not place mine, in a manner that we can observe only what you desire.
I placed my hand and saw the face of my daughter Norma and of Rodolfo, my elder son, looking at TV in his bedroom. I saw my wife reposing in siesta and desired with all my soul that she could have the 900 years of Lai and be as her, young and beautiful. Liao looked at me understanding. After that she said,
is that all you want to know?
At that moment I looked to my mother, already having passed on, going and coming about her little house caring for her birds and parrots on Goakin. While I had my hand on the delicate plaque, all that came to my mind was converted into living images. Lia, what are those remembrances to you? I asked while nostalgically observing my mother.
To me, those memories are the truth of life. In my community, memories are the living treasures of man, the emotional structures of that which is suspended in your personality and the columns is of your existence. And for you, what are the memories?
She asked. For me? I answered, well, at times the memories are not so beautiful. If I continue with my hand on the plate observing my mother, I will end up crying.
It is not a plate. It is an ultrasensor of intercellular plasma energy. Those memories are energy-active plasma. What surprises me about you is the definition of your sentiments through your memories. That tendency to yearn for the past and see your mother originated in yourself, and since now she is no longer here, it must be brutal. Each time you succeed in controlling your emotions, you increase in soul strength.
Don't you have feelings?
Feelings? Yes, we know how to control the negative emotions, and we control and take advantage of the positives. Due to the lack of emotional control, your planet is in decline. On our planet, the only thing that we possess is the knowledge. If we fight for possession of territory, we would be descending an animal level, and after all, when the existence of the beings here who have the promise of higher life transpires, the bodies must stay here. The Earth, like all other planets, remains in the same place. Perhaps with new inhabitants, the same country will not be the same but will be in the same place. If we do not control our emotions, ego, envy, and greed will cause us to regress at the cost of our emotional equilibrium. This would be a great tragedy for the people of our community.
There is no bad on your planet?
Bad? Precisely no. There comes to exist what one accumulates, such as knowledge, without sharing it that provokes an imbalance, but up to now I have not witnessed anything like this, at least not on Inkstria.